The Cosmic Tarot. Key number 4. The Emperor. This awareness indicates that you give your attention to the concept of the experience. Consider the experience and the experiencer. This awareness indicates that as you consider the experience and the experiencer, that you reconcile the two into an experience where the experiencer and the experience merge. This awareness indicates that to expire is to breathe out, to inspire is to breathe in. This awareness indicates that the inspiration and the expiration relates to the tarot card, the Fool, Olive. The Olive is the cosmic breath. The Olive is between breaths, neither breathing in nor breathing out. The Olive is the permeating element Akasha, which is neither inspiration nor expiration. This awareness indicates that the inspiration, the drawing in of the breath, creates the magician. This is the first life force within the body of the child to be. This is the creation of God, the Word on the cosmic scale. Through the inspiration, the drawing in of the self from the universal breath, this creates the God, the first cause, the child, the firstborn. This awareness indicates that once this breath is taken, there must follow the expiration. The breath being given out is related to the creation as authored by the magician, by the self within the child. As the breath is given out and the creation is expressed, this expression is acted upon. That from which the subject drew its breath, the expression is acted out upon the mother, upon the universe from which God came, from which God created himself. This awareness indicates that this expression then, of this breath, of this life force, of this spirit, of this creative energy, then creates form. This form created from the merging of the creative breath upon that from which it drew itself, the High Priestess, the Mother, the Universe, the Unconscious, as that form which then begins to repeat itself, and this is the Empress. This awareness indicates that this then moves as form in imagination, that this form moves as images, and the images relate to undefined levels. The High Priestess is the void, as that which is open, waiting for the expression of the magician. It is the mother waiting for the personality of the child to begin to unfold on her, as the universe is waiting for the creation of the God within. The High Priestess then taking this expression, begins to move and takes form according to the expression that is placed upon her. This awareness indicates that the mother begins to take form and becomes the kind of mother that the child makes and molds her into. The universe becomes the universe that is created by the God. The Great Mother Earth becomes that kind of earth that is projected by the Creator within the body of each individual. As you see the world, so it becomes. This awareness indicates that the High Priestess then begins to take form according to the desired creation, and this form becomes the Empress. The form is repeated, the images are reflected, and the images then become repetition. This awareness indicates that the Empress is the repetition, the echo of the thought, of the word, of the creation. The child and his first attitude toward the world creates the experiences throughout his life. Only he can change this. This awareness indicates that as the God creates the universe, he must abide by his creation. This becomes for some, the creation of Frankenstein. This awareness indicates that for others, this becomes the creation of heavens. This awareness indicates that the mind is a place of its own and can make a hell of heaven, or a heaven of hell. This awareness indicates that this then moves into the creation of the definition of the form. Form itself is still capable of being molded. The mother is still waiting, responsive, to see what she has brought forth. The child is creating his mother and the mother image. As she discovers how and what to do in her relationship to the child, she begins to form more and more boundaries. This awareness indicates that the Emperor card is the magician having moved into form. This awareness indicates that this may be visualized clearly as that indrawn breath which then moves into the expression to the very tip of each expression and begins to create from there. This would be likened unto the dragon breathing flame, wherein the attention and awareness of the dragon is on the tip of the flame. This awareness indicates that the entire dragon is the fire, but the tip of the flame is that which becomes the significant point. This awareness indicates this is the Emperor. The creative force, the desire to control, has moved from the magician level of creating form, into that which sets boundaries of form. In moving from the word into definitions of the word, this then is associated with the Emperor card. This awareness indicates that the greater the definitions, the greater the boundaries, the greater the limitations placed upon this form, the more this is termed the rational or the scientific or the mental levels. In this respect, mind may be associated with fire as that which is focusing toward a point, as focusing toward that which is being limited. Mind-creating controls may be likened unto fire. In the astrological sense, mind is associated with air. This awareness indicates that this level that is now being discussed is the alchemical sense. This awareness indicates that the limitations then being placed on form, as that which begins to mold and design and structure that world, that universe, that mother, that home, that domain into which comes this magician, this new self. This awareness indicates that the acquisition of words by the new creature, by the new child, by the new God, by the new self as that which begins to create more and more control over the domain. These words then begin to have power. These words then begin to mold the domain, begin to mold the images, begin to set up certain fixed structures. This awareness indicates that these structures become rigid, become static, become tight and controlled. As this begins building to greater and greater levels of control, as these words are used for greater and greater control as the limitations are placed, the form then becomes not capable of being manipulated by any other than those who have the strongest amount of mental force being generated on this form. This awareness indicates that the magician as the emperor is capable of focusing and holding his will. The emperor is molding his will. This awareness indicates that the will must be understood. The will is the record of deeds, the record of that which is to be, the record of that which is to be given to those who follow. This awareness indicates that those who follow and wait upon the will of another are those who become his heirs. This awareness indicates that when you inherit the will of another, that you then are subject to that which he gives you. If in receiving a fixed form, an entity believes that form to be unchangeable, then that remains with him. This awareness indicates that those who mold form are those who persuade others that form cannot be changed, other than what they give. This awareness indicates that this relates unto those who say, this is the law, this is the rule, and this is the line beyond which you dare not cross. This awareness indicates that these structures can be broken by any who have greater will and understanding than those who set up the structures. Those who wish to break rules, who wish to break laws, must first break these laws through understanding that the law itself is but a restriction which is being placed in order to create rigid systems. This awareness indicates that such restrictions can only create rigid systems if taken seriously. When these systems, which are placed with great control, great attention, and great systematizing are not taken, humus of the soil are that which contains the life force of olive, the breath, the akasha. It is this that contains spirit. The spirit moves into that which has mattered and begins releasing that which has moved into matter until the matter itself becomes one of insignificance and one of expansion to the point where the polarities begin to lessen, fall away, and the matter itself begins to lose density. The vibrations of matter then begin to speed and relate back and forth between polarities at such rapid speeds that eventually it blows out any polarities in its own confusion. This confusion then is filled in its space between these particles which have lost their polarities, and what results is termed antimatter and that which is termed cosmic dust, relating without purpose, without end, but experiencing the breath of akasha, the breath of olive. Awareness indicates the breath just described between inspiration, drawing in, and expiration, going out, as that which is the universe itself. This takes eons of time. This breath has within it many, many, many multiples of other breaths. This may be likened unto seeing light, which draws together and then suddenly explodes outward into a vacuum, scattering many particles. Each particle reflects the total action that occurred. Each particle is a miniature reflection of the great action. Not only is this particle of light reflecting the great action, but down inside of it are miniature particles that reflect its own action. This mirror goes on and on into infinity. Awareness indicates saw above, so below. The planes of reflection continue into infinity. Awareness indicates that this is the breath. The breath then reverses and the planes of infinity begin moving in the opposite directions. Awareness indicates that the interaction of the movement of light moving first in one direction and then meeting with darkness and moving in the other direction, wherein the darkness then becomes the light and the light becomes the darkness and they reverse the directions, this is that keeps all things living, keeps all things in movement, and keeps all things in consciousness. This is that which creates consciousness, the interaction and relationship of one to another. The multiplicity is for this light moving first as light against the darkness, then finding itself reversed and being darkness against light, also relates to the law of cause and effect, the law of karma. This awareness indicates that all of this relates to the fourth card, the Emperor. The fourth card is that which sees, and as light and as consciousness, moves into the form that has been taking place and begins to create and define with light what is happening. This then relates to that which is called mind. This is the rational or conscious mind, and this is the ego, and this is the will. This awareness indicates that this will begins to chop out what is unnecessary, and what is not relevant. The will is that which is the light. This awareness indicates that this light moving into darkness is in reference to the positive force moving on the negative force. This relates also to the sadist with his or her control moving in to violate the masochist with his or her need for security and attention. This awareness indicates the degree of over balance relating to this action of light and darkness is that which is termed polarity. The intensities of light in one area, the intensities of positiveness in one area appeared to deny darkness in that area. This awareness indicates that this is in extreme polarity. The area where there is little light, where there is almost complete darkness, this is the other extreme. This awareness indicates that neither darkness nor light is that which is good or evil, but the light has the appearance of being the more powerful, in that it gives the senses the ability to control. This awareness indicates that for this reason, the light was termed good and the darkness was termed evil. This awareness indicates that the polarities are necessary for each other. You cannot have the good without the evil. You cannot have a god without a devil. You cannot have the male without the female. You cannot have the emperor without those who follow an emperor. The polarities, the extremes of the god, the extremes of the devil, the extremes of good, the extremes of bad, the extreme of an emperor and his followers, the extremes of the sadist and the masochist, are that which can lessen, and are that which can move into a greater balance. The light needs not be quite so bright, and darkness need not be quite so dark. When this occurs, the light is not valued quite so much and the darkness is not feared quite so much, and there comes that peace, that eve of resting, that time when things may be accepted and not feared and not grabbed at as though they were the only things that one lives for. This awareness indicates that the will may begin to lessen. The will may become responsive to what is occurring. The breath itself needs not come in so deeply or go out so quickly. When the will becomes lessened, when the experience becomes less valuable than the experiencer, when the two begin to merge, when the two begin to change places with each other to the point that neither is more significant than the other, then comes that peace. Then comes that quiet that is termed even, that is termed heaven, that is called the Garden of Eden. This awareness indicates that this is likened unto Hong Sa Yoga on the cosmic scale. As the breath moves into the inspiration, which is the drawing in of the light, and the expiration, which is giving out the light, the extremes of drawing in and the extremes of giving out may become less and less. The concentration of the entity in breathing in this manner focuses on the point between the breaths, and the breath then going out or coming in is of no significance. The point where the breath is out and where the breath is in contains the silence and the peace. This awareness indicates that as one concentrates more and more on this time between breaths, this time begins to take on greater and greater significance and becomes more prolonged. Eventually, without the entity knowing it, the breaths becomes much, much longer until there is little breathing at all. There is so little breathing that from the casual look, the observer would think the entity to be dead. This awareness indicates that this is suspended animation. The suspended animation of the universe is that which can occur, and which does occur. The action brings about the state termed heaven, which is even, by which, consciousness can see all things. This awareness indicates that when this occurs, this relates to a certain cycle of the universal breath. This awareness indicates these cycles of the universal breath relating to deep breathing, deep interchange of polarities, or light shallow breathings of polarities, and does relate to and explain that polarity within the breath, within the atmosphere, that does relate to the zodiac signs. This awareness indicates that there are zodiac signs relating to the 12 divisions of the day. There are 12 divisions of the year, and there are 12 divisions of the solar cycle. There are 12 divisions of the Grand Cycle, and there are 12 divisions of the Universal Cycle. This goes on infinitely with whatever description and names entities care to place on this. This awareness indicates that the universe is as big as light can reflect. The universe is created by the drawing in of breath and the expulsion of breath. The drawing in is that which brings light to a center, and the expulsion is that which releases it. The universe can grow or be as small as anyone wishes that universe to be in his own observations. The universe may be within one's own head or may take telescopes and thousands and millions of years and studies to see, for as one looks out for the universe, he creates that universe with his own light. The awareness indicates that the movement of the breath is such that it can grow with greater and greater polarity, in and out, faster and faster, until one is breathing heavily and feels that something must be done. At this point, there is the oxygenation and the mind begins to hallucinate and visualize strange things. This then becomes that level of imagination. The hyperventilation throws one into the level of experiencing what has occurred. This may be likened unto mental or consciousness masturbation. The extreme intense breathing leads up to the climax, which becomes the hyperventilation. This gives certain energies for the purpose of greater expression, when used with understanding. Too much hyperventilation can cause one to pass out. Passing out is merely the movement into the door of the imagination through the door back into the Empress. This awareness indicates that the movement into the Empress is likened unto moving into one's subconscious or unconscious mind, as you desire to term this. This awareness indicates that the movement into the unconscious mind is moving into the breath that does not contain the light, which the eyes see. This contains the light, which the third eye sees. This awareness indicates that the third eye sees through the ingoing breath, the inspiration. The two eyes see through the expiration, the outgoing or the light side of the breath. The eyes see that which relates to the radiation levels. The eyes work through a radiating energy that goes out and follows the light particle to the source of its reflection. The third eye relates to the incoming particles, the incoming side of light, the dark side. This is the impression, or inspiration. This awareness indicates that the particle of light itself must be seen as a breath, a miniature breath that is in constant explosion and implosion, coming in and going out. As it moves in, it takes on the form of darkness. As it moves out, it takes on the form of light. The balance of light in a particle changes according to the time of day, according to the time of year, according to the seasons, according to the cycle, according to the Platonic cycles, and according to the various ages on all levels. This balance of light and darkness within the particles is the yin and yang, and is that which creates the differences between the signs of the zodiac. It creates the differences in ages, and creates the differences in the various forms according to the place of birth, according to their place of being at any given moment. This awareness indicates that the identification and accumulative effect of these particles of light creates certain personality expressions of the characteristics created by these particles of light, and creates certain exteriorizations of these personality quirks, attitudes, and so forth, and in this manner, the entity's lives are built according to the pattern of the breath form, the balance of light and darkness within their own makeup. This awareness indicates that this is related to the time of birth and to the place of birth. This can always be changed to some degree by understanding of this polarity makeup, and the change of polarity may be directed by identifying with that concept, that law which is above that level which needs to be changed. This awareness indicates if you would change the cells of your body, if you would change the polarity within the life cells of your own body to bring these into a greater balance, you must work on the attitudes. If you would work on the attitudes and emotions of your own body, you must look at certain concepts. Looking at these concepts, you may bring the attitudes and emotions into certain alignment and balance. This awareness indicates that if you desire to change certain concepts within your psyche and bring more light to one side and bring these into balance and eliminate certain darkness from the other side, this may be done through attention. Attention coupled with action changes the concept. The attention coupled with action brings about an understanding of the concept from a new level. This awareness indicates that in moving with attention that is coupled with action brings about understanding. The understanding begins to filter down and becomes a law above the other laws. This then begins to bring into alignment and into balance the polarities by which one before was victimized. These polarities through understanding move into balance. This may relate on the level of religion and philosophy, down through social and personal relationships, down through business relationships, down through casual communication relationships, down to family relationships, down to personal relationships within one's own psyche, and down to one's cellular relationships, the relationships between the various parts and organs of one's own body. Eventually these polarities move into balance through understanding. Understanding comes by slowing down the polarities, the breath, the extremes, in order to look with attention and move with attention and action. This awareness indicates that the emperor in giving attention begins to discover and to experience, as well as to create. When the emperor can create and experience his creation simultaneously, that he is part of that total action. When he can only create and does not experience his creation, he is one-sided and sadistic. When he can only experience his creation, then he is masochistic. The creation is the outgoing breath, the experience is the impression, or the incoming breath. The balance between these two where the breath does not exist but permeates without moving in or out his level of suspended animation in terms of consciousness, in terms of matter and significance, is the ultimate point, the breath, the akasha, the fool of the tarot, the catatonic state of the universe, the mystic state of the religious teachings, the universal mystical state of mystery, the experience as being the story or my story. This awareness indicates that this silence is valued above all other levels, for from this silence, one can see clearly and can know the direction from which he comes and to which he goes. This is the mystery of my story. This awareness indicates that looking back at where one has been, this is the history, or his story. The trance level by which this awareness may communicate is in the level between breaths, between polarities, and between the actions of one's life. This awareness indicates that the greater the level of non-being, of non-expression, or non-impression, the greater the level of trance and the greater the level of being, the greater the level of no-sperience or inspiriencing, which is experiencing while the impressions and the expressions remain silent. This being an inspirational level of experiencing. This awareness indicates that this may be experienced and may be prized above all other levels, but that it is not the final resting place. For there are still levels that may be understood. When living in this level, one may still move into form. One may still move into breaths and remain aware of that peace. This awareness indicates that the extremes of breath, the violence of arguments and the passions that are generated by physical action may still contain within the psyche of the individual having those breaths, the realization of that peace that was experienced during that silence. This awareness indicates for this reason there is no need for entities to move into the mystical state and remain there eternally. There is no need for entities to move into a catatonic state and stay there. They may go out into the world and continue to relate. This awareness indicates that you take your light into the darkness, and discover, and share with those who have not yet discovered this. In this manner you lessen the extremes of polarity within the breaths. This awareness indicates that the fourth card, the emperor, is that which would direct and control the creation of the magician, is that which would control the empress, the form of the universe, the mother, the domain that has been created. If the emperor is to control and guide this creation, the best way for all concerned would be to abolish the office of sole emperor and nominate all other entities as emperors also. This awareness indicates that when all are emperors on this earth, then the attention and detail to the creation can move into greater and greater beautification and may express the creative ability of the masses of consciousness. This must be coupled with the understanding wherein entities do not follow the leader, but feel each other's presence and each other's needs to the extent that no one part would dare violate any other part, to the extent that all move as a hive mind. The bee within the hive may be the emperor, but to be, does not deny any other the right to be. The hive mind then is wherein all emperors become the new being. November 18, 1971.